Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the End Time Women of War Armor Bearer Training Class. This is Evangelist Watson, and I was just talking a whole 5 minutes, and I wasn't even off mute. So, I don't want to say it all over again. But anyway,
wow.
I everyone that's joining me on today. And you know, it's been a busy week already, right? For me, it seemed like it's the same week continuing. I don't feel like I had a pause there for some reason. But nevertheless, I truly thank God for everyone. I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer. And then 2005, who's that? Take some accountability here.
That's Anybody? Sister Davenport.
Hey, Sister Davenport. How are you? Praise the Lord. I got to get familiar with your number. Can you do the scripture reading for me after I open up with the prayer?
I wanted to ask you, because I didn't get a chance to tune in last week. I had a serious sinus infection, and my head was hurting. I did not remember which one, and I apologize for that.
Oh, no, no, no. I'll say any scripture. You can just pick one. I'm going to open up in prayer.
Okay.
And then...
Okay.
Any scripture you feel led to, I'll read. That'll be fine. Okay. Amen.
Okay,
dear God,
good.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We just bless your name for another day. We just thank you, Lord, for having this opportunity to come together and to learn how to be armor bearers and to bear, God, the arms spiritually, God, for our leader. Lord God, we just ask you to continue to bless us and lead us and fulfill us with your wisdom and understanding, God. And help us to love our enemies and love everyone around us so we won't be at fault of anything, God. Let no fault be found in us, Lord Jesus. Forgive us for every sin, every thought, every behavior pattern that deviates from the word of God. Lord, help us to continue to cast down every imagination and every thought that exalts itself above the word of God, Lord. And bless this training as we move forward, God, learning and training on being the armor bearers you called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we're going to get our scripture reading from Prophet Davenport.
Okay. How are you guys? I was just reading this as her before I called you guys. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, it says, "But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will be disqualified." I myself will not be disqualified.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, may the Lord
so
add a blessing to the reading of that. Praise God.
Yeah, it reminded me of what you were just saying about removing everything about us. And it really went back to your prayer. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that, sister. Thank you so much. Today, you know, we usually always have an assignment, and I always go into the book. But I really try to make sure we stay connected as women, because we have to pray, and we have to be able to pray together. And I think we're doing good with the praying together. But, you know, we should know those who labor among you. Amen. As a scripture. So I wanted to take
Amen.
The time out to just talk about everyone. Just get open the floor. How was your day? What's going on? Is anything you want to share? And anything we can be in agreement with you on in prayer. We have to spend this time sometimes, not a whole bunch of time, and it's not a time to just open up your can of worms. And, you know, I don't want you to put all your business out there, but we just want to know each other a little bit more. So I'm going to open up the floor for that. I'm going to start off because I know, let's see, Prophet Seven. Let's see how it's online.
Amen, I'm here.
Well,
Amen.
Yeah, I see you. I'm going to start off, and for people who don't know a lot about me, I think I always get it. I think people can get my personality pretty much. But anyway, I am a newlywed. My name is Evangelist Watson, and, you know, I do a lot of things in the media world. I'm in media, entertainment, radio, all that stuff. So I'm always, you know, doing that. I'm in that world. And I am originally from Manhattan, New York. I'm a New Yorker, so that's probably the firmness a little bit you guys hear sometimes. If you want to call it that, but really, you know, I just love everyone. I just love the Lord more for some reason. I'm trying to say, Lord, how do I deviate? But I love God so much that I fear him in reverence because, you know, I want to please God. That's my, I've made it my only choice. I don't have to please nobody but him. And when you please God, you're going to please other people too, because God, you're going to do what God wants you to do. You're going to be respectable. You're going to, you know, you're going to deal with things the way you should. But at the same time, we still walk in flesh and we're not perfected. But I have three beautiful children. A lot of people look at me and they don't think I have children, but they're adults. And they're like, I have a daughter that's 26, getting ready to turn, and two sons that's 22 and 21. And so it's just me, and I travel all over the world now, and my main objective in my life is to spend time 100% in the ministry. I believe in prayer. I am a watchman. I pray throughout the night. I wake up in prayer. I meditate as much as I can. I mean, I'm not walking around on a cloud, but I spend a lot of time meditating on God and the things of God, and trying to look at things more spiritually than, you know, regular. I'm trying to train my brain. Train your brain not to be distracted. Train your brain to think a thing, think upon spiritual things that are positive energy. I train my brain not to have a mentality of struggle or a mentality of not having it or, you know, persecution. I know we're going to get it, but I try not to let my brain get conditioned to always accepting it and receiving it. And I've been teaching for a while now. I've been teaching ever since, believe it or not, I started teaching Sunday school when I was 12 years old. And I've been teaching ever since. I've always been able to teach. For some reason, I don't know. It's just something. So that's enough about me. So I'm going to open up the floor. Anybody who want to talk about their day, my day was, like I said, it's been a long week. I'm a newlywed, but I see the struggles in marriage already. I see how strong the enemy tries to come and attack, and I deal with the same everyday things that everybody else deal with. But I just look at them differently. I just choose to look at my battles differently, so... I ask everyone to continue to pray for me, and I'm going to continue to pray for you all that we continue to grow together in Christ Jesus. Okay, who wants to go next? And then there's Prophetess Tarita. How you doing, Prophetess? Hello?
Nathan, how are you? How are you?
Hey, how you doing? All right.
I'm wonderful. Bless.
Okay, we're opening the floor for anyone who wants to speak about their day or tell anybody about themselves or something. I just want people to be able to know each other a little bit more.
I don't know what else to say.
Okay. I'll go ahead. Again, Sister LaWanda, Davenport. I am more into ministry and teaching as well as myself. God has opened up many doors for me to be able to be in a setting more like a cell group meeting where you have people to come over to your home and you're praying in a circle or sitting individually. And if God has a word for that particular person, he'll use me to speak a word and only by his will.
Praise God.
And that happens, I want to say, within a month's time. I sometimes get together with different groups, probably within maybe two times a month. He also used me on my job. There's different people will come and say, what church do you go to? I can tell you have a glow about you. You can tell you're with God. And so it's numerous of people, but I, for one, am very humbled by this experience. 2 years. It has been continuously going on for me. And you know, how you've been safe for years, but you want his will to be done. God, use me for your will, for your purpose, not for me, for you to get the glory. And so it is a humbling experience. What I do is every single day is ask God to remove who I am so that the world sees him. And as long as the world sees him, God, use me for your purpose. I do have two older children. My son is 26 and my daughter's 27. And they see the change. They see the difference of me submitting myself back to Christ after me and my ex-husband went our own ways and things like that, only by God's will, because he had to teach me even in that how to do things the right way. And so one of my ministries also is in counseling with husband and wife, people that are getting married, going to get married, after the marriage, what to expect, like that. And so I would say today, I'm just so grateful.
Amen.
In spite of anything that I go through. And I was sitting there, just sitting in my car, just crying out to God and saying, God, I thank you.
Amen.
Because it doesn't matter what's going on with me. I am here to make a difference in someone's life so they can see you, God. So it don't matter. I've had about 5 people ask me, why are you so happy today? I said, you know, I'm just happy because it's Jesus. I'm so happy because now I can spend time seeing what's wrong with me. But I choose to talk about Jesus. I choose to talk about my Father. To give him all the glory. So that's the reason why. Every day is a day. And I open my doors, my home, and I also open my ears. And I tell people to call me 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, it doesn't matter. Whenever we need to call on Jesus, that's when we need to do it. People are just not sharing their stories with us, saying, my son has a broken arm, my husband is drinking. They're not sharing these stories so that we can say, oh, okay, one day I'll pray. No, instantly we need to stop and pray. Instantly.
Amen.
So, yes, God. So that's all I want to say is that by God, by his grace and mercy, I offer myself to him. I am single as well. God has spoken a word to me about I will be marrying a pastor. And I'm grateful to God for whatever his will is for my life. However, I just got my eyes on him. Whatever you want, God. Whatever you want, God. Whatever you want, God. Because this world out here is dying and they don't know who our Father is. They don't know who our Father is. Amen. And that's all I have. And God bless you, sisters. I'm so honored to be on this radio station with every single one of you guys.
Amen. Amen. This is Prophetess Sattler. And I am married. Me and my husband both are in the ministry. We've been married for 24 years. We've been together for 31 years. We have 4 children. Amen. We have 4 children together. And we have 3 daughters. 1 son, and we were prophesied to that all of our children were to be prophets of the nation, and, you know, it seemed like, and they were going to break many generational curses, and it seemed like the enemy hates that, and from the beginning, it seemed like our family has been under attack because of the because of who we are, the enemy was threatened. So we've been through a lot of things as far as family, as far as the family goes. In this day and hour, you know, like when our children was growing up, they would be in school, and you know, their peers would say, you know, your mother and father, they're still together. You know, they kids don't see that. Even today, they don't see that. You know, their parents are still together. You know, parents are divorcing, you know, today. And so just our marriage and our family just been under attack because of that. And so we've been through some things, but God is able and God has kept us together. Even as a family, we've been under attack and just gone through different things. And God has still kept us going, and God is still good, and he is still blessing us even now. And so I just pray that, you know, you guys continue to pray for us. And we have 6 grandchildren. We have 3 grandsons and 3 granddaughters. We have Emmanuel and Ezekiel and Ramez, and they are prophets of the nation as well. God has so many ministries that's planted within our seeds and, you know, within our family, and so many different things that he wants to do within this family. And so I just ask that you guys continue to pray for us. It's much bigger than what our eyes can see. you know, and it's just so much that God wants to do with this family and this circle. And I have been through so many warfares, and I will continue to fight for my family. I'm telling you, I pray, I fast, I pray, you know, I fight in the spirit, and I will continue to pray. And I just ask that when you guys pray, pray for me and my family, because I'm always in warfare for my children, for my husband, for my family, just because of who God has called us to be. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, Prophet Seven. Amen, amen. Anyone else? Okay.
Excuse me. Yes, God bless you.
Oh, God bless you.
This is Prophet Zarita. I had, I'm sorry, I was in a store and you were talking to me. So I'm out the store now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, I just wanted to say that I'm a young mother. I have three children. I was married for 12 years. I have four children. I have one that died of SIDS 15 years ago. My oldest is 16. I have a 14 and a 13-year-old now. I was married for 12 years. When my daughter died of SIDS, that would cause me to have a divorce because we didn't understand SIDS at the time. But I truly thank the Lord because around that time, even before that time, the Lord was making me. And I truly thank the Lord because I had a mother and a father that was married for over 39 years of marriage. I thank the Lord we all have the same mother, same father. I truly thank the Lord because it's so much stuff that being raised up in holiness is sometimes a lot of things that, you know, you read about, you talk about, but it's one thing when God has to really stretch your life out and to walk into, to know him for yourself, to know him how to walk around, how to do what he called you to do. And people can prophesy all day long, but it's another thing when God has to actually take you through the walk alone, to let you know him, to let you know that regardless of what you go through, you know, you do have to seek him for yourself, and you have to know him in ways that you never knew him before. When I say stuff like that, that's what I be saying, because when you have to, I never knew that I would have to walk to being homeless. I always had a 5-bedroom home and ground swimming pool. I lived a life, and I thank the Lord because now I know how I feel without living a life without, I mean, not saying it's not the life that, it's not a life, but it's just not the life that I intended to live. But I didn't realize that everything that I had to go through, it was just order for me to have a testimony or to go to places that he wanted me to go. But how can I help somebody in them areas if I never walked it myself? But I truly think, and I'm humbled just to say that I'm truly blessed in spite of what I see, what I hear, in spite of how, like I said, things may not be what I want, but I'm thanking him anyway because he's pressing me through. He bringing me through everything. He allowed me still be able to maintain what I do have. You know, I'm thanking the Lord I didn't have to really settle for no man right at this point in my life. It's like the Lord really, really teaching me how to be a strong single woman. I'm only 37 years old, but I thank the Lord because God is still in control, and I'm thanking him every day that he is still in control of my life, and there's nothing else that I'd rather do. Like I tell myself, I don't know what it's like to be an alcoholic. I don't know what it's, I mean, so much stuff, I don't know what it's like, and I'm just thanking him every day just for me learning how to be in his life that I'm living in right now. I'm just glad that he never allowed me to pick up no extra bad habits or don't allow me to pick up a habit that can't nobody, that people have to pray off of me. I'm just grateful just to know that God still has the last to say about my life. He still let me know it may not, you know, I don't have to settle just because I'm without this and I'm without that. You know, he's teaching me, you know, what's around me, teaching me what's in my life right now. Let me know who your family is, who your friends are. Let me know everything. And I'm just grateful just to be able to see it because I never had to walk a life like this where I never knew I had to find out who was close to me, who was against me. I never lived this life before. But like I said, I'm glad that when you're in your low places, he show you, and I'm thanking him every single day that he's teaching me still to have a spirit of love. He's teaching me to still have a spirit to share, have a spirit to still give, even when you don't have. I'm grateful because, like I tell myself, it may not be what I want, but I'm still not without besides a roof over my head. But I'm glad the Lord did bring people around my path that's not just looking at me, well, you a woman of God, you shouldn't be going through this, you shouldn't be going through that. I'm just grateful that they receive me for who I am, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm thanking the Lord for the end time men and women of war. I mean, but I'm just grateful just to be able to say, through it all, I'm still standing on the promises of God. I'm still holding on to his unchanging hands. It's never a day that I can wake up. I'm mad at nobody. It's like the Lord still gives me joy, and I'm glad that I can still put a smile on my face. I'm glad I can still look good when I put my clothes on. I'm just so grateful that I still have my transportation. I still have all my bills still in place. You know, it's like like I tell myself, it may not be what you want, but God is still supplying every one of my needs. You know, and I'm glad that, you know, even though sometimes, you know, I thought, you know, like when I got a divorce, I thought that was going to be the end of my marriage, even though it is the end of my marriage. But just the fact is, it's like, I'm like, wow. I'm like, I never thought that a man could get remarried and still be interested in you. And I'm just like, God, I'm just glad that I don't have to go backwards just to realize that I just have to settle. When I say I don't have to settle, I don't have to settle. I don't miss nothing. I'm glad that I can still be young. I can still be saved. I can still be sanctified. I can still go to the places that he want me to go. I can still travel with no money. And the Lord blessed me to meet friends that love me just like when I was coming up. I let people stay with me, do things with me, and take care of them just like if it was me. But I thank the Lord because he still let me know today there's still people like me. And I thank God just for being able to say, you know, this will still have a praise down on the inside. And I'm just grateful just to know that God has not forgot about me. And I'm thanking I'm just praising him, even in the midst of whatever the situation is, whatever he's teaching me. I'm just glad to know that God has not forgot about me. And I'm just glad to know that whatever he wants me to do, whatever he wants me to say, he still talks to me. He still give me, still minister to my spirit concerning his people. And I'm just grateful just to know that God is still have me in the right place at the right time. And pray my strength to the Lord, and I'll pray for you all too.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, prophetess. Amen. We got it all right there. Now, what y'all need to know about prophetess? Amen. He's good. All right. Anybody else? I don't want to miss anyone. Okay. Well, amen. So we should know those who labor among us. That's the whole purpose of us opening this, the floor up for everyone to just say what they want to say. And so we can hear you and we can kind of discern your spirit and listen to your, you know, what you came through, what you, you know, how God is using you and all that good stuff. And the only way we're going to learn that is by listening to each other. So that was one of the things I wanted to do. Now that we've done that, I want to talk briefly and then we're going to go into prayer because I don't want to hold you guys long. I know it's been a long day already for some of you. I was listening to a couple of the ladies here, and I know we were talking about obedience, and we were saying we're going to get into the renewing of the mind and how to not have a distracted mind. And we're going to go into that and talk about that, but not tonight. We will go into it. But I just feel led to go in a little bit of a different direction in reference to still on the mind, but the temptation of the mind and the deceit of the mind and the perception of the mind, okay? And I want to just touch bases real quick with bringing you to Genesis. And I'm just sharing this so this can get in your spirit so we can start the renewing of our mind process right now. So when I teach on it and we're talking about it, as armor bearers, we have to have a solid mind. When we're warring in the spirit, when we're talking, and we have to be, our mind have to be the mind of Christ. It has to be solid. Can't be rambly, distractive, jittery, anxious. We can't have all those emotions going on. So I want to talk about how the enemy affects our mind, because when we are warring in the spirit and we're praying and we're going into prayer like we're getting ready to go into, we have to focus on this mind and lock it into that prayer. We have to learn how to lock ourselves together as one. And the way we do that is locking ourselves in the Word of God and listening to that prayer. And if we have to repeat it to ourselves as the person is saying it, just so it can come through our mind, that's what we should do. We have to control this mind. We cannot let this mind control us. And one of the major attacks that I see throughout the Bible, and I'm just going to point out two, is the deception of the mind. Now, from the beginning, we all know the story about Adam and Eve and how the enemy tempted Eve, and he did it with deception. Okay? So we know the story. She's, you know, she gets deceived, and then she goes to her husband and say, hey, I got deceived, but it ain't that bad. You know, the apple's okay. I didn't die, right? And so she takes the deception that was fed her and give it to her husband. And then he does it. Okay, fine. We got it. What I want to point out right here is how the enemy wants to deceive you. He cannot take anything from you. Cannot take anything from you. He has to giving it away. So even when we talk about Genesis all the time and everybody blamed the woman because she ate the fruit, right? And everyone says, oh, if it wasn't for that woman, she the one that was tricked. Yeah, well, you know, we all know how that go. But what I paid attention to that is the enemy didn't take nothing from her. He couldn't take it. He had to trick her out of it. He had to deceive her. And when the enemy comes to deceive us, he does the same exact format. He either deceives us with what we hear by what he says. He'll say something different from the Word of God. Or he'll deceive us by what we see. You understand? You'll see something and you'll get deceived by it because you're like, okay, seeing is believing. That's what the world say. But we don't live by that. Seeing is not believing. That's how we live. And he'll tempt you with your own desires. So once we understand how the enemy comes and how our mind is sensitive and vulnerable to him, this is why we have to keep a covered mind and we have to keep it locked. Now, I just gave you the illustration of Adam and Eve and how the enemy... Yeah, how the enemy came and deceived her. See, he couldn't take the garden. Satan can't take nothing from you. He has to deceive you, or he has to manipulate you, or he has to trick you. He just can't come up and take stuff from you. So when I hear Prophet Seller say, I've been married 31 years, but it's been a struggle, right? Or everything ain't been peaches all the time. That's because the reason why you've been married 31 years, because you have not agreed with the enemy yet. God forbid, you have not agreed with the enemy, period. You did not, even though he came with his devices, you did not accept and agree. It's only when mm-hmm. we look and accept what the enemy puts before us is when he can take it. You understand what I'm saying? So now we see that the man
Amen.
And woman failed that test. They were deceived. Satan tricked man or tricked man and woman out of the Garden of Eden. And we enter this, you know, they enter this lifestyle of sin now, right? Jesus comes. Now notice, the way we get redeemed is through the same process. Jesus comes and he gets tempted. He gets, the Spirit leads him to the wilderness. He gets tempted, to be tempted. So he goes to the wilderness to be tempted, right? He gets there and the enemy does the same thing. He wants to deceive him into believing something else. That's how the enemy gets our mind, because our mind is seeing, hearing, feeling, and touching, and we're not used to walking in our spirit. So the enemy comes and he wants to get you to believe what he tell you, what he show you. It's all about deception. That's why they call him, he's the great deceiver. Deception. So one of the reasons why I wanted to share this is because I believe a lot of us in our day-to-day lives and our struggles that we're going through is we're struggling because we're starting to believe what we're receiving and what we're seeing and what people are telling us. You can't lose a battle that's already won. You have to give it up. So the enemy already know he's defeated. He already know he can't come. He can't beat you. He got to trick you into giving up, you know, your rights or giving up your will to do right. I was listening to Prophetess Davenport, and some of the words I pulled out of some of the things she said in her sentence, I was just writing it down. One of the things we have to do is we have to choose each and every day. We make a choice to believe. You choose to believe every day. Just like you wake up, you got to choose to believe that this is going to be a great day. You got to choose to believe that God's going to make it right. You got to choose to believe that he's going to see you through. You got to choose to believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We have to choose this all the time throughout the day. We got to tell this brain to choose righteousness, choose faith, choose, right, walking in the Spirit. Then, I'm taking from her sentence, tell your story. We should always be anxious to tell our story. Tell your testimony, like Prophetess Dorita. Tell somebody. Tell people about the goodness of God. Tell people how God is working it out right now. Tell people how you're going to make it. I know it don't look like it, but watch what happened. God going to pull me through it. Start telling, speaking these things out of your mouth by telling people what God is going to do for you. That activates God, and it deactivates Satan. Our mouth has the power of life and death. So I can activate God and deactivate Satan, or I can activate Satan. Do you see what I'm saying? So we choose every day in this mind. And then we got to choose to believe in this mind. We got to tell our story. And then we got to stay in prayer, willing to do his will. Willing to do his will. Now, you may say, oh, okay, how'd she get all that? Believe it or not, Prophetess Davenport, I took one of each word you said in your sentence, and I just wrote it out. And these are the instructions of how we should live our life as armor bearers.
Amen.
These are the instructions of how we should live our life as armor bearers. Okay? So we keep our eyes on the Lord always. don't never take your eyes off of them. Everything you think, if something comes negative in your mind, focus on God. Picture him. Visualize him walking on the water. Do whatever you got to do. Get a visual of Christ. Get a visual of the cross. Get a visual. Do what you take. We have to be aggressive over this mind because it's been conditioned and trained from a child. We got to renew it. And this is how we're going to renew it. But first, we need to know what we're renewing it against. And second, we need to know how not to be tricked in our minds. Because when we pray, we got to be fervent, focused, and we want to be our minds locked on the same thing. Because when we get in these, when we move forward and we get into our armor bearing with Apostle, and she's going in with these demons, we need to be locked, ready, and loaded. We can't be distracted. So we're going to keep training and talking about our mind. We're going to be training and talking about obedience. We're going to be training and talking about how to focus our prayer. And then we're going to learn how to elevate our prayers. From, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's levels of prayer. You may have heard it. And sometimes these levels are hard to get to. Like, the first level of prayer is pretty much you're still within yourself. You still kind of know what to say, and you're just kind of just thinking of words to say. You know, you're still just generically speaking, you know, pulling it out. And then after that part of it, it gets connected with your spirit. Your prayer and your words become connected together, and then you're speaking out of your heart. Right? You're speaking out of your heart, out of the abundance of your heart, and out of the belly of your soul, out of your belly, you're speaking. So we're going to another level. And then it's like once you break through this flesh and you break through that mind and the distractions, now you're free to talk in your heavenly language. That's the one, that's the zone we want to get in. Because once you get in that zone, you take off and you can go as high as you want to go. But we got to understand that there's different levels to prayer, okay? So we got the closeout prayer, right? We kind of stay reserved a little bit. We don't go all the way in, and then, you know, we just close out. Then you got that other type of prayer. So there's different prayers. We will learn what those are too. So I just wanted to go over this. This is all I'm going to talk about, just reminding us how important it is to keep our mind. The enemy wants your mind. Keep it prayed up. Choose to believe. Choose every day to believe. Choose every day to believe. Don't believe nothing nobody tell you. Choose to believe God's word. Tell the story of what God is doing for you in your life. Tell the story of what you're expecting God to do in your life. Tell the story of your victories in your life. This is what you spend your day doing. Stay in prayer in all of this. Always stay in prayer. And keep your eyes on the Lord. Those are our instructions. Those are our instructions as an armor bearer that we should always do, and any believer should do it. But I'm just going to say for the armor bearers, that's what we should be focusing on. So.
Amen.
Amen. With that being said.
Amen.
I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm going to open the floor. Anybody want to add something? We can write a pray now. And we're going to pray as the Holy Spirit lead us. Because we got, see, it's so much going on. The enemy got to keep you distracted. He got to keep stuff coming at you so he can sneak and take your stuff. He can't take it until you kind of start believing him. He got to deceive you first, manipulate you, you know? And one of the number ways he manipulates is through perception. Perception is deception. It's the same thing. What you ever perceive something and then it's always wrong, your perception, you know. So I always tell people, you know, we have to have a focused mind and a mind of faith, and we got to get stronger in it, like literally blocking things out, literally, like literally control your mind, be aggressive with it. So I'm going to close now. It is 9:45. And now we're going to go ahead and go into prayer for this ministry because, ooh, it is a lot going on, you know. We're preparing for TV, and we want to be so full. You think we got a battle now? Okay, we're not going to claim no battles, but just know, okay, it don't get easier as you move along. I wish I could say that, you know. You're like, oh, this is a piece of cake, it, you know.
Amen.
You know, it don't get easier. I wish. I was like, Lord, I'm still looking for that scripture. When is it supposed to get easier the further I go? It gets harder the further I go. So stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Amen. Did anybody want to add anything or say anything before we go into prayer? All right. Perfect. Okay, so we're going to do our prayer chain. Okay, I believe in the prayer chain because we have to stay strong in prayer. And the way I can see everybody strong or building or getting confidence is letting you pray, okay? Because it's not about me, right? Remember, we're giving up us. It's not about you, right? It's about we're being obedient and we're connecting and we're making a prayer before the throne of grace for our apostle, for her household, for everything that's in it. Okay, we're praying for the ministry. So, okay, this time I'm going to do it backwards. I usually go, Prophetess Davenport, you can start off first. I'll take the middle. And between Dorita, Prophetess Dorita, and y'all, either which one can you take the third and fourth?
Okay.
Amen. Father
God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we humbly come before your... I'm sorry. Were you done?
Yes, Lord. I'm praying with you. I'm sorry.
Okay. As we humbly come before your throne of grace, Lord God, Father God, we come together in spirit, Lord God, in likeness, Lord God, in one mind, Lord God. Oh, Father God, because you are the one that we seek after daily, Lord God. We ask that you will cleanse us, Father God. Strengthen us, Lord God. Renew us, Lord God. And, Father God, any little, yeah, any single door from every single woman, Lord God, that is in this armor bearer group, Lord God, all the way starting from the apostle all the way down to every single person that connects, Lord God, even the ones that are in our families, Father God, any door, hallelujah, that we may have open, Father God, where the enemy may see a little fear, Father God. Oh, we ask right now, Lord God, God, that you would, God, that you would guard, Lord God. We rebuke it right now, Father God. And we ask, Lord God, that you reveal to us what we need to work on, God. Hallelujah. Father God, every single door, Lord God, every single fear, whether it be finances, whatever is on our minds, our heart, our soul, Lord God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that if we have any type of fear, Father God, that's all the enemy needs, Lord God. And he starts to create a standard against us, Lord God. But we're coming in victory on tonight, Lord God. We're coming in strength on tonight, Lord God. We're coming in obedience on tonight, Lord God. We're submitting everything back to you, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, is there anything in us, Lord God, right at this moment, Father God, that's not like you, Lord God, right now at this moment, Lord God, that we repent of right now, Lord God, so that we continue being on one accord, Lord God. One accord, Father God, for your will and purpose, Father God, as you go into each and every single one of our individual homes, as you've connected us in spirit right now, Lord God. We ask and pray, Lord God, that your true will and perfect will, Father God, in spirit, cover every single woman in this group, Lord God. Cover their homes, Lord God. Cover their husbands and children, Lord God. Hallelujah. Cover their grandchildren and nieces and nephews, sisters and brothers. Cover us all, Lord God. And as you're setting us aside, God, hallelujah, and as we transform and walk out those doors, God, and as the world see us, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, God. As the world see us, we are not just an end individual on this earth, God, hallelujah. We're called out, God, hallelujah, so that this world can understand that there are people on this earth, God, that trust you with their whole lives, Lord God, that submit everything, God, that they have, Father God. Their entire will has been given over to you, Father God. So we're asking on tonight, Lord God, as we join in will, as we join in spirit, as we join in power, as we join in love, Lord God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, from Apostle Deborah, hallelujah, to every single woman connected, Father God. We're right here at your throne saying, yes, Abba, Father, we will do as you called us to do. We will say as you tell us to say. We will go as you tell us to go, Father God. And everyone, hallelujah, that is connected, Father God, will be obedient to your call, hallelujah, from this day forward, Father God, because we know, Lord God, we cannot do this without you, Lord God, and without each other, in Jesus' holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Lord. We just praise you, God. We lift you up, God. We're honoring you, God, with our prayer, God. We're honoring you with our obedience, God. We're honoring you, God, with our faith. Hallelujah, God. And most of all, God, we're honoring you with love. God, you said that is the greatest commandment. Help us perfect love in us, God. Help us perfect love, God, in us, God. When people come against us, God, and come against this ministry, and they come against each other or they're offended, God, let us perfect love right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just lift up Apostle right now, God, and I ask, God, that we stand in agreement. We stand in agreement, God. I'm going to stay right here on love, hallelujah, because we all love her, God, and we all love you, God, and we all want to do right by you, God, and we want to do right by Apostle. We want to be obedient, God. We want to be in position, God, but most of all, we want to stand in a position of love, God. Lord, take the love that's in us, God, and link it together, God. Let us be on one accord in love, God, standing on your word in the name of Jesus, standing in love for our Apostle, God, praying for every device that the enemy has thrown her way, God. Lord, I'm just coming against it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I just plead the blood of Jesus over her and her husband, her whole entire household, right now in the name of Christ Jesus. Lord, I'm just thanking you in advance that we are here and we can stand, God, and we're obedient and we're on time, and we want to be here, God. We want to be, God, counted, God. Lord Jesus, count us in your army, God. God, teach us how to war correctly, God. Teach us how to be in a worship war. God, teach us how to pray, God, correctly, God, and fervently, God. Teach us how to do, God. Only you know how to do, God. Bring us into the mysteries of you, God. So when we pray, we know what we pray. But even though we don't, may not know, the Spirit knows, God, all the mysteries of you, God. Let the Spirit speak freely, God, through us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Keep this ministry covered, God. Keep every woman covered in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, every struggle, I come up against it in the name of Jesus, God, because I can right now, because we are connected as one. And there is struggle in this ministry, God. There is struggle in each and every woman's life. Somewhere, God, there's a struggle. Somewhere the enemy is trying to get in, God. Somewhere he's trying to deceive. But we stand in agreement right now, God, on one accord in faith, coming against every single struggle, every single device. We stand, God. We will not be moved, and we will not be deceived. God, keep us, God, in the mind of wisdom. Keep our mind girded up with salvation, God, and keep the breastplate of faith upon back to the pit of hell. God, I know some of us put it in dry places, but I'm going to throw something back in hell because, God, this stuff came from hell, and I command it to go from which it came. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord God, we stand in agreement. We stand in agreement right now, praying for this ministry, God. Lord, keep us. We got to go forward, God. We're going on TV. God, bless the TV ministry. Let it touch so many souls in the name of Jesus. But we don't want to be bound just to TV. We want to go in out the land. We want to go overseas. We want to go all everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we're standing in agreement. We need you, Lord, right now, God, to do this ministry. It is not ours, but yours. God, take our will and our desires. And God, renew us with just your will and your desire, God. Lord, help us to give up our will. Help us to give up our desire. Because, Lord, I learned a long time ago, my will lead me astray, and my desires will put me in the enemy's hands. But, Lord, I trust you. And, Lord, you can trust us because we're going to stand here. And we may not be perfect, but we stand righteous according to our faith. Lord, let us be counted like Abraham. We are an heir to the kingdom, God, and we're claiming heirship, and we're claiming the throne room, God, under the blood of Jesus. He said it. We are called, and we are there. God, we can do nothing without you, and we claim this thing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover this ministry. Cover apostle. Break every stronghold, every root. Oh, my God, how did I shabbat all say? I see some roots. My God, family roots, ties, stuff that's been sitting there for years. Lord, break it up. Pull it out where it comes. Matter of fact, just burn up the roots because the roots are not in you. They came from another source. And my God in heaven, I see the enemy. He's been tangling up the ministry. He's been trying to tangle up Apostle. He's been trying to tangle up Apostle Edward. Oh, my God, there's some roots that need to be tread down. And in the name of Jesus, I stand in agreement with the word of God that we can ask whatever we ask because we abide in the true vine, the vine of Christ Jesus. And as a vine and a part of the vine, my God, cast down every vine, every root that's connected to a marriage that is not of you. God, I come up against the power and the blood of Jesus. I'm going to break this show right here because this is where it needs to go. Because, Lord, I'm learning that when the two become one, if one is struggling, the other one is struggling. But, my God, you said we can claim it. We can name some things. I can stand in obedience. We can stand on our vows. We can say we ain't going nowhere. We can tell the devil, it don't matter what you say. I'm still married. It don't matter what I do because I'm still holding on. My God, it's holy in every attribute. The world is trying to contaminate it. But, God, I stand on the holiness of the original matrimony, the holiness of marriage, because we are the bride, and my Savior is coming, and he's coming for his bride, and we are all in position, and we're sparkling up, and we're dressing up, getting ready to be the ultimate bride, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I cast down every wickedness, every stone of corruption, every stone that was thrown to any marriage, every stone and every word. God, you said you will bless those who bless us, and you will curse those who curse us. My God in heaven said it. So, Lord, I'm not going to pray no curses, but I will pray your word. Lord, continue to bless us. Bless us, God, and keep us, God, in your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, God, I release this prayer, God, under the anointing of Christ Jesus, under the blood of Jesus, right now, God, in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name, God. Amen, amen, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I just thank you, God. Lord, I thank you, God. My God, my God. Hallelujah.
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 My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, yeah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Most gracious and everlasting Father God, we come, oh God. Hallelujah. Just blessing your name, oh God. We come worshiping you on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. How excellent is thy name, oh God. Above all the earth, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, you're holy, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're worthy of our praise on tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, we come glorifying you, oh, God, and magnifying your holy name, oh, God. Hallelujah. We come to bless your name on tonight, God. Hallelujah. How excellent is your name, oh, God. Hallelujah. You are so holy, God. Oh, God,
yes,
we just come to bless your name on tonight, oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you for being all that you are, oh, God. Jehovah Jireh, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, our peace, oh, God. Hallelujah. El Shaddai, oh, God. We thank you for being the Almighty, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh, God. We just thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, we just pray right now, oh, God, for every end-time men and women of war, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you touch each man and woman, oh, God, of war in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that you bless them right now, oh, God. Bless each household in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray that no weapon that formed against them prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, we ask that you cover them in the name of Jesus with your blood in the name. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we pray that you supply all of their needs, oh God, according
yes,
to your riches and glory, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name
of
Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask that you bless them right now, oh God.
Hallelujah,
oh God. We ask right now, oh God, that you bless their children, oh God. We ask that you bless their grandchildren in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cover the entire men and women of war, oh God. Oh God, bless the ministry, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, bless Evangelist Watson, oh God, and her children, oh God. Bless her husband, bless her family, bless her mother, bless her entire family in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, then we ask a special blessing on Prophetess Dorita, oh God. Bless
yes,
her children
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, oh God.
Yes,
bless her sisters, oh God, and,
yes,
and her
Lord.
Father, oh God. Oh, God, bless
God.
Her entire family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh,
God,
God. A special blessing, oh God, on Prophetess Davenport, oh God. Hallelujah,
yes,
oh God. Bless
Lord.
Her children
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, oh God, and her entire family, oh God. And a special
yes.
blessing, oh God, on
yes.
Prophetess Kathy, oh God. Oh, God, she's in the hospital, oh, God, and you know every situation, oh, God. We ask a special healing on her body, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Bless her, oh, God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We ask that you heal her body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh, God. We just ask, oh, God, that you begin, hallelujah, to take control of that situation, oh, God. Oh, God, we pronounce a healing in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. And we just thank and praise your name, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that you bless her children, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that you bless
yes,
her household in the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
oh, God. And
yes,
then, God, we ask a special blessing on Apostle Deborah Dean and her household,
yes,
oh, God, and Apostle Ed. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless the ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask that you bless the provision, oh God. Make a way out of no way, oh God. Father God, you know, oh God, what the ministry stand in need of, oh God. Father God, you know before we even ask what we stand in need of, oh God. And so, Father God, we just thank and praise your name, oh God, for opening up doors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God, for there is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. And so, God, we just bless your name on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, and we will forever give your name all the glory and the honor, oh God. This we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask for, because we're running over our time, I'm going to ask for Dorita Pye for this, Dorita to close, do the closing prayer for us. We got lost her. I don't know if she's still on there. She might have fell off. Amen. Amen. I truly thank God. My voice is going now. I truly thank God for the prayer and for everyone joining the training tonight and being ready. Amen. Amen. And keeping us and teaching us. And I just look forward to all the other prayers we're going to have together and warring together and being on the same side in prayer. Amen. And I thank Prophetess Davenport and Prophetess Seller for an awesome prayer. And I know Prophetess Dorita, the line is, once the line ends, she's probably, I don't know, she probably can hear us, but she can't say anything because once it ends, it kind of cuts off. So I don't want her to think we cut her off. But I'm going to close out. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Everyone have a good evening. Bless the name of the Lord. Listen, I don't have an assignment for you, but stay focused on that renewing of the mind. That's where the battle is at, and that's where I want to stay at. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Have a good evening.
God bless.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.